I'm so excited to be here at the Parachute Acoustic Tour with Kit and Johnny. How's it going, guys?
Excellent.
Good to be
Excellent.
Here.
Excellent. Thanks for coming out.
This is the second night. You were in Atlanta last night. How was that?
It was good.
It was
first,
good.
First show of the tour.
Just barely missed Irma coming through.
I know. People were really worried about it on Twitter, if it was going to get canceled, or luckily everything.
Luckily, yeah. Kind of, it's dying down, thankfully. And we got in and played an awesome show. That's a brand new venue down there. These city winery venues are really a treat to play. Food's awesome.
They are. They're beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
cool, bud. We've been sitting down, bud.
Yeah, we've been having a great time.
Change it up for us. Yeah.
And so now tonight in Nashville is sold out, which is awesome.
Yep. That's kind of a new thing as of last week, I guess. I don't think it was sold out last week, so we're stoked. Yeah.
Well, I think because it's kind of a shorter tour, too, and it's acoustic, so it's something different for fans, that even though you guys are between albums, people are really excited to get to see you in a different setting while they're waiting for new music.
Yeah, exactly.
And no doubt.
We told our managers that we wanted to do one of these acoustic tours before we, you know, went back in the studio and recorded new music. Because we did it last time, a year and a half ago. It's just a lot of fun. Much different experience and connection with the fans, so definitely want to.
Will gets to rant a lot between
definitely
songs.
Definitely does.
So I last saw you in April 2016. That was the Wide Awake tour. So what have you been up to between now and then? As much as you can share.
Writing songs and just getting ready to release some more material. Been in the studio a little bit, but still a little ways out from getting some stuff out. Gonna have to perfect it, you know, and hopefully it'll all be good. Hopefully our fans will wait for us as we do this. But it's been a fun process so far. I know Will and Kit have been doing some songwriting sessions together, and yeah,
it's been good.
Anything you want to contribute?
We definitely have a lot of songs in the list, you know. We're kind of like looking through them right now and finding which one of them, if any, are strong. But no, actually, no. We feel like we're pretty confident in a lot of them and ready to dial them in, like Johnny's just saying, and kind of get them ready to release.
And do you feel your sound evolving at all?
Absolutely,
oh, yeah.
100%. I feel like the songwriting is always progressing. Will's such a talented songwriter, and it's always getting better and better. And this time around is no different. And we've also just kind of mashed up with a few people here and there that we've been, you know, feeling more connections with, like producers and songwriters and wise. And so some of the new tunes that we're working on are very, very cool. Not like giant departures from our sound, but definitely just a more perfected version of a Parachute sound.
Well, I think content-wise, too, it's, I know Will's been going through a lot the past years, for good things, getting married
and
stuff,
married.
So
yeah.
It's fun to see growth in his writing, and especially getting married to Courtney. She's a great writer, so I think he can actually sit down and see how a writer works.
official capacity.
In an official capacity, exactly. It's fun stuff. Can't wait for people to hear it.
And so one really cool thing that you guys do that I feel like keeps fans engaged is you have the crew that I think you started, about a year ago, maybe?
Yeah, totally, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun. I mean,
always looking for new crew members.
Yeah.
Basically,
if you're out there, sign up.
Yeah, you have fans sign up, and then you ask them for help promoting things, posting on social media, and other fun tasks. They can earn prizes.
Totally. I mean, it's cool. We have some of the most active fans, you know, that it's what keeps us going, it's what keeps us out and been able to, you know, especially like these kind of intimate acoustic runs, it's kind of geared towards that core fan base, and so yeah, we're just really lucky to have that support and that part of the whole game.
We love you, crew.
Yeah, everyone should sign up. So when you're planning an acoustic set list like this, is it any different than planning a set list for a regular tour? Do you cater strictly to those fan favorites, or...
Not really, not necessarily. Actually, we've been playing a couple songs on this run that we haven't really played very much, very often. And then we're also, like, all the songs we're playing are totally different formats, if that makes sense, or different versions of them.
It's vibed out.
Yeah, more vibed out.
It's actually a lot of old tunes.
Yeah, we're just playing like all across the board. So it's actually maybe even harder to pick the set list on this run because all the songs are on the table as options, if that makes sense. So it's like, okay, well, we can only play, you know, however long we can play before they kick us off, so we've got to figure out which songs we can play.
Being so in Mooreville, like low-key acoustic setting, well, I guess this is only night two, but last night were fans shouting out requests, or how funny, was the crowd?
Funny you should mention that. We didn't even think to include Hurricane in the set list. And that was actually shouted out, and yeah, it seemed very appropriate, so we went for it, and didn't rehearse that one yet, acoustic, and it was very appropriate, and pretty good, I think. And what else did we play?
Played Philadelphia, there's a shout out for that
shout
one.
Yeah,
there's a couple, we deviated from the last night.
It's a little more low-key, you know?
If we heckle hard enough, we might be forced to follow suit.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome because when I saw you last, it was at the House of Blues, and that was a really great vibe. But sitting down in this acoustic atmosphere is just like hanging out in the living room, basically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, everybody gets to sit down, eat food. And
really good food, yeah, too.
Speaking of our foods here, I'm looking at it right now. City Winery.
Ooh.
Another plug.
Another quick plug.
Well, do you want to just, before we go, let fans in other cities know what they can look forward to the rest of this acoustic tour?
Absolutely, yeah. We're coming to a number of other places on the East Coast, coming to the West Coast at the end of October, and it's going to be fun. Every night it's going to be different set lists and different banter, different jokes. I mean, you're getting this full package here. You get the comedy from William.
Oh, yes.
Storytelling. If you want to hear anything about these songs and how they've been written and recorded and all the process, all the behind the scenes stories.
Don't worry, the saxophone's still out too.
Oh, good.
The sax may make an appearance, yeah.
And do you want to remind everyone where they can find both the band and you guys on social media?
Absolutely. Thank you for guiding us. We're bad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just check it all out on the website, weareparachute.com.
Parachute on Instagram. Just Google it. You'll find us.
You're everywhere.
It's going to be a good time. It's going to be worth it. We'll have a good time.
Well, thanks so much, guys. I'm looking forward to the show.
Yeah.